Good morning. Today's Daf and Kedushin, Ayin Aleph, or an Ayin Amud Beis. We are about a third from the bottom of the Amud. We're starting with the words, Machriz Rav Yehuda. First words in the line is, Vikam Amta Benar Malka. Okay. We are in the Sukkos of Yichus. We're here in the beginning of the fourth parak of the Masech. We started the fourth parak and we talked about the Asara Yichus and Alu Mibavel. 10 different classifications, categorizations of Jews that were taken from Bavel and brought to Eretz Yisrael. Ezra, when he went and reclaimed and rebuilt the second base of Mikdash, so he brought with him Jews. And specifically, he was looking for categories of Jews. Not only Kohanim, Levim, Israel, but in addition to that also, Chalalim, Mamzerim, Shesuki, Asufi, all the different categorizations of Jews. Categories of Jews, meaning we're really looking at Yichus over here. What Ezra Sofer wanted to do was make sure and ensure that the Yichus of the Jewish people would be preserved, and that there would be an excellent supervision and monitoring of who is who and who comes from whom. And so this is a Yichus sugya. Okay, very difficult sugya. You have to know, in order to understand this sugya, you have to know all the various yichusin, which we've gone over. In addition to that, also you have to know a little bit of geography. That's coming up in tomorrow's daf. Also, it's an extraordinarily sensitive sugya. Because in other words, when you are of a certain yichus, so you're allowed to marry within one group, but not within another group, right? You remember, that's the whole point of the Mishnah. The Mishnah basically gives us 10 categories, and so now you have to find who's in your circle. We drew in the Mishnah three circles, circles for 1, 2, and 3, and then we made two other circles in the Mishnah. And if you're now sharing a circle with somebody, so you can marry somebody within that circle. You cannot marry somebody outside your circle. Obviously, it's a very delicate issue, right? People are going to get offended. Now, when I say that, by the way, not only is that just simple human nature, it also happens to be, and more importantly, it's coming up in today's Gemara. Today's daf is going to go over this idea that there are just certain people that are that you cannot marry. You can't marry into their family because of their yichus. So, okay, that's cool. It's all coming up. Machus Rav Yehuda ben Pumbedisa. So now Rav Yehuda makes the following declaration in Pumbedisa. Rav Yehuda now is the head of the city. He's a Mar Dasra. And so, therefore, as part of the responsibility of the Mar Da'asra, this does not seem to be one of the more pleasant jobs of the of being Mar Da'asra. So you have to let people know what his yichus is. So he made the following announcement in Pumbedisa, Adav Yonas Anavde. So just naming people, calling people out. Again, over here, this is just all for the purposes of yichus and preservation of yichus. And so it's a little bit harsh, but okay, that's. Just in other words, the honesty over here is important, and yeah, for sure, feelings are going to get hurt. And Yehuda bar Papa mamzer, and Yehuda bar Papa is a mamzer. And Bati bar Tovia baramas rucha lo shakel gita de cherusa. And as far as Bati bar Tovia is concerned, because he is ramas rucha, because he is so arrogant, so what he refused to do is he refused to receive a get cherus, meaning he was an eved. And the owner went over and said, "Here, take the get cherus." He's like, "I don't need to take a get cherus. Why would I need to do that? A get cherus is for somebody who's a slave. I'm not a slave." And meanwhile, Rav Yehuda is telling everybody he's a slave and he should have taken the get cherus. Machriz Rava b'Mechuzah. So now we're going to Rava in his city. Rava was the Mar Da'asra of Mechuzah, and he made the following declaration: Balai, Danai, Talai, Milai, Zagai, Kulam Lifsul. So they're all pasul milava b'kal. They cannot go into the kal. In other words, their yichus is less than, and so therefore they can't marry in. I'm Rav Yehuda Guvai Guvaini. And Dur Nisa and Durai Nisinai. So the these families. So these families are all from Nisinim. Nisinim are a group of Jewish people that again are not have a lower yichus. Basically, they are avadim, effectively avadim. Right. The history of the Givonim, Nisinim, we've gone over in the past. I'm not going to go over it again right now. But anyway, effectively, they are. They are avadim, and you can't marry in them. I'm Rav Yosef Hai Bar Kuvei de Pumbedisa Kulam de Avde. A village by the name of Bekuva, so basically occupied by avadim. And so if you have yichus, you cannot marry into that family. I'm Rav Yehuda Meshmol Arba Meos Avadim Amri La Arba Alafim Avadim Hayu Le Pashchor Ben Emar. Okay, so this Pashchor Emar, who was a Kohen, so he had either 400 or 4,000 avadim, okay, lots of avadim. V'kulam nitma'u b'kuhuna. And what happened is that a lot of intermingling. You're going to see this word again and again over the course of this morning, so let's familiarize yourself with this word. The word is nitma'u, but do not be confused. It does not mean tame, as in to become impure. And nitma'u over here is with an ayin. And nitma'u means to become mixed in, right? It's similar to the word dimua, which we use in the context of truma, and chulin, they get mixed together, but it's not a dalet, it's a test, but still, it's the same basic idea. So over here, I have this coin with 400 or 4,000 avadim. And over the years, what happened is that they married into the Quranic family. Okay. And they weren't redeemed and they weren't freed. And even if they were freed, beinenu, of course, they cannot marry a Kohen. A Kohen can't marry a Giyaretz. The Kol Kohen sheyesh bo azus panim, einu ela mehem. Now, if you have a Kohen who's particularly arrogant, so now that will be a genetic mark. It'll be a marker that they are in fact from the avadim. Am Rabbi Kuliyasim Bashura de Menarda, and Abai tells you, I'll tell you where you can find these Quranic families, and they're within the walls of Narda, meaning they basically occupy a block in Narda, right by the wall. Upligid Rabbi Lazar, Am Rabbi Lazar, Imrisi Kohen Basus Meitzah Chaltar Acharav Shenem Rav Amcha Kemirve Kohen. Whether or not Azus Panim, whether or not arrogance is going to be a marker that disqualifies the Kohen or does not disqualify the Kohen, says the Gemara, is subject to a machlokas. Rebbe Lazar is of the position that when you have a Kohen and he demonstrates Azus Panim, he shows a little bit of arrogance, so that is not a marker that he's not a Kohen. In fact, I agree, I'd go in the other direction, says Rebbe Lazar. I think that's a marker that you are a Kohen. Why? Because Amcha Kemirve Kohen, the Pasuk in Hosea describes the Kohen as somewhat cantankerous. Okay, it's great. I get to say this before the Kohen walks in. So, okay. So, in other words, so it is a marker that, in fact, he is a Kohen. Right? Exact opposite of Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel said. Okay, Alan, your timing could not have been any better. Amar Rabbi Avin.
Rabbi, forgive me. Where are you up to?
We are on the bottom of Ayin Amud Beis. Amar Rabbi Avin Bar Ada Amar Rav Kol Anosi Shesheinu Hoger Eslo. Marrying a woman that's not proper to you, meaning it's we're describing over here a psula, and you decide you elected to marry her. So Hakadosh Baruch Hu Masha Shechina made al kol shvatim main made alav. So now the Shechina, there's going to be a Shechina, and he'll testify about all the other shvatim, but he's not going to testify about you. Shenemer Shifteka Edus LiYisrael. Amos, I have Edus LiYisrael, but Zman Shashvatim Shifteka. So only when you have shvatim and you have clear demarcation of which sheva belongs to whom, and you married somebody that was appropriate to you, then you'll have Ashra Shechina. But if not, so you're not going to enjoy, you're not going to experience the Hashra Shechina. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina, Kesha, Akash Baruch Hu, Masha Shechina, so, Ein Masha Ela, Amishpachos, Miyuchas, Shabizah. So who's going to experience this Hashra Shechina? Experiencing divine presence, those people that have good, good yichus. Ashenemar, here a pasuk in Yirmiyahu ba'isahi nu'um Hashem. At this time, we're talking about the Zman HaGeula. So, I'm going to be a God for Jewish families. Now, what does that mean, Jewish families? So, meaning Jewish families, meaning that Yichus, there was the preservation of Yichus. So, as long as we're in this pasuk in Yirmiyahu, so let's continue. We're darshing the pasuk in Yirmiyahu. So Amar Abba Bar Rav Huna Zumala Yisera Yesh Ben Yisrael Legerim. So this is just a Mali Yisera, right? An extra level above what the Jewish people have over the Gerim. Deila B'Yisrael Ksiv Behu Vayisrael Mal Elohim Vehemo Yiyu Lilam. Meaning, as far as Jews who have been Jews going all the way back to Mamad Har Sinai, so. The relationship is a really strong relationship, right? Akash Baruch is ours, and we're his nation. V'ilu begerim ksiv ki huzeh aravus libo lageshes alai nom Hashem ve'isem li la'am. So the anochi ayel lachem l'aluhim. So in other words, when it comes to the gerim, so only when they approach. Then and only then do they have this relationship. Meaning it's not as automatic as the relationship that's gained by somebody who has yichus. Okay, so in other words, an extra benefit for those people with yichus. Am Rabbi Chalba Kashem Gerim Lisa Kasapachas. The Gemara here makes a strong, it's a harsh comment regarding Gerim. This is this line is repeated numerous times throughout Shas. Okay, the Gemara here, it's a Nida, it's in Yevamos. Okay, I looked at the inside margin. It's not my Bikias. So anyway, so the Gemara in numerous places goes over this idea that the Gerim are difficult. Kashim Gerim Lisokis Sapachas, they are difficult like Sapachas. Sapachas over here is one of the types of Tsaras. And so that's the Gerim. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'nilva Ger Aleim Nisbechu Beis Yaakov. And over here that the Ger is going to be Nilva, he's going to accompany the Jewish people. And V'nisbechu. Okay, so over there, incorporating the word V'nisbechu, is the word sapachas. Ksiv hacha, v'nisbechu, ksiv hasam laseis vila sapachas. In other words, and the Gemara quotes the pasuk from the parsha of Mitzora. Okay, so they're difficult. If you look at Rashi over here, kashim gerim, she'inim zirim b'mitzvos. I'm looking at the last Rashi over here in our Amud. She'inim zirim b'mitzvos v'arigilim etzlam nimshachim etzlam v'lam dim min ma'aseim. So Rashi says, what's so challenging about the gerim? So Rashi says, Rashi, if I'm not mistaken, says a similar pshat also in the other Gemaras as well. And that is that basically they're not going to be serving as good role models. And what we're going to do is that we're going to be affected and influenced by their behavior. You could see Tosos over here. Tosos in Kiddushin. Tosos starts on Ayin Amud Beis and Tosos goes to Ayin Amud Aleph. Right? Great trivia. Where do I find one Tosos on two Amudim? So here we go. So actually, no, that's not true. In other words, on this Tosos are actually two Tosos. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The Tosos over here, you can see it inside. So Tosos also goes over an assortment of different explanations of what it means that the Gerim are difficult. Kashim kisapachas. Difficult like a sapachas. Anyway, see also Rashi in the Gemara Nida, who offers another explanation which Rashi himself doesn't like. Anyway, there are numerous ways to explain this Gemara. And right now, I know where we are in terms of time, and I know where I'd like to be by the end of our hour. So, I'm not going to go through everything inside. I'm not going to go through anything inside. I read the Rashi over here, but there's a lot more to discuss on this particular topic, and we're going to go on. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina Kashkarish Baruch Hu Mitar Shvatim. So when a Kashkarish Baruch Hu in the future is going to purify the Shvatim, so Shifta Shalevi Mitar Tchila. Shenemar Vishav Mitzaref Mitar Kesef Vitiras Bnei Levi Vizike Kosam Gezav Vechak Kesef Vayula Shem Migishem Incha Bitzaka. So Levi is going to get purified first. Now, what exactly is going on over here? What is the purification process? What is going to happen? Le Asid Lavo. So we'll all find out together in the future. Meaning, over here, all we get from these Gemaras, right, is like little hints and just drip, not even driplets of information. But in other words, obviously the Gemara is speaking to an idea which only later we're going to understand and appreciate, and hopefully Bekarov. Amar Rav Yeshua Ben Levi Kesef Matar Mamzerim. Rav Yeshua Ben Levi makes a comment. There are going to be a number of really, really strong comments in today's daf. So so here comes another one, and that is Kesef Matar Mamzerim. You know that money? So money's going to purify Mamzerim. Okay, what? What? So money solves all problems. So that's a very cynical thing to say. Okay, so I'm not going to say it. I'll just simply repeat what the Gemara said. And that is, money solves a lot of problems. Kesef Mitarim Mamzerim. Look at Rashi over here. Well, yes, look at Rashi. Rashi on the top of Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph. So, ha'metumim b'Yisrael machmas mamona v'hu gorim lahem shi'itaru. Shela asil lavo in the Kadosh Baruch Hu mavdilam mi'achir shenivtiku b'hem mishpachos Yisrael harbe. So, what's going to happen is that you're going to have Mamzerim marrying into the Jewish people, and basically they're going to get absorbed into the Jewish people. Now, was it right that a mamzer married into the Jewish people? No, not at all. It's an issur in the Torah. It's an absolute prohibition for a mamzer to marry into the Jewish people. But if they do, and it basically over the generations, they get absorbed in. Now, what I'd like to share with you is how exactly does that work and when do they finally get absorbed in? And like, whatever. This is, to say the very least, a difficult sugya in terms of this absorption process of the mamzerim. So Shenemar, the pasuk says, I'm back in the Gemara. V'yashav mitzarf matar kesef. Mayim b'gishem mincha b'tzdaka. So over here, as long as we're quoting the beginning of the pasuk, so the Gemara quotes the end of the pasuk. So Amar Rav Yitzchak tzdaka asa Kadosh Baruch Hu im Yisrael mishpacha shenitma'a. Once the family now is mixed in, they're mixed in. So in other words, you're at the origination, at the point where the moms are married into the family, that was patently wrong. That was incorrect. However, once absorbed in, they get absorbed. Again, when does this occur and at what point? So I wish I could give you more information. All right, I don't know. Agufam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Klar says Isa LeEretz Yisrael VeEretz Yisrael Isa LeBavel. So over here now, in terms of the yichus of various Jewish communities. So basically, we're going to organize the Jewish people in three Jewish communities. We're talking, obviously, at the writing of the Gemara. We're not talking now. So during the writing of the Gemara, so there is basically Jews living everywhere. There is now Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, and there are Jews living in Bavel. Who's got the best of the yichus of those three groups? Well, we know who comes in last place. In other words, that part's clear. And last place in terms of yichus, the poorest quality yichus is Jews living everywhere else, right? Out of town, if you will, okay, to borrow a modern term. Okay, so we live out of town. Okay, great. But obviously, what we're describing over here is at the time of the writing of the Gemara. So if you're an out-of-towner, so your yichus is the most inferior, that's clear. Now, Bavel Eretz Yisrael. Now, if you're a Jew living in one of those two communities, so you're in town. So which yichus is better, is preferable? Okay, so oddly enough, the answer is going to be Bavel. Bavel's going to have better yichus. And the Gemara expresses that in the following. Kol haratzos, I'm rereading the Gemara again. Gufa, I'm Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Kol haratzos ki is Isa l'Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael is Isa l'Bavel. Okay, so this idea of Isa is a dough. When you make dough, what do? So you take flour and water and salt and nowadays sugar and oil and you mix it all together. And so what do you have? Basically, you have a mixture. You have a tarovis, a mixture of a bunch of things. So If I took every out of town and compared it to Eretz Yisrael, so the out of town is like a mixture. In other words, basically, nobody was careful about the yichus. Nobody took enough care of their pedigree, and so I have a whole bunch of Jewish people getting mixed up together. Good, and comparative to Eretz Yisrael. Now, if I took Eretz Yisrael and I compared it to Bavel, same thing. Eretz Yisrael is like a mixture compared to Bavel, meaning that the yichus in Eretz Yisrael better than out of town, but not as good as Bavel. So Bavel, you really have the refined pedigree where everybody was extraordinarily careful about the yichus and who are they going to marry and who are their kids going to marry. So Bimei Rebbe Bikshulaso is Bavel Isa L'Eretz Yisrael. So now during the generation of Rebbe, what did they want to do? They wanted to flip. Okay, now mind you, by the way, and the Gemara is going to make this point. I am just foreshadowing what the Gemara is going to teach us momentarily. Why is Bavel the best yichus? The answer is really simple. Because what Ezra did. In other words, Ezra, when building by Sheni, so he took all the classes. In other words, classes 1 through 10, 1 obviously being Kohen, 2 being Levi, 3 being Yisrael, meaning that's good yichus. But then he took another 7 different classes and brought them all with him to Eretz Yisrael. Leaving what in Bavel? Only Miyuchasos. Oh, okay, fine. So in other words, so basically for hundreds and hundreds of years, so Eretz Yisrael had to basically work with all the different categories and classes. And meanwhile, in Bavel, Bavel was fine. Okay? So, and then basically now fast forward 600 years later, we get to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. My numbers over here are ballpark numbers. 600 years later, as we get to Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi, and basically now, Rav Yehuda HaNasi says, look, we still basically have these two central Jewish communities of Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, which when you think about it, is amazing. Meaning to have a Jewish community living for centuries in one particular area. Okay, fine. Eretz Yisrael doesn't surprise us. But Bavel, they continued a Jewish community for hundreds and hundreds of years in Bavel during Bayis Sheni. Okay, great. So now during the Tkufa of Rebbe said, look, I think at this point in time, meaning we are more solid from a yichus standpoint than that of Bavel. And what Rebbe wanted to do was basically say, we should get the pole position of yichus. And Bavel should get the second place. Okay, so that's Bimei Rebbe. So as we are on the very top of Ayin Alpha and Aleph, Bimei Rebbe. So in the days of Rebbe, so Bikshu Lasos Bavel, Isa L'Eretz Yisrael, Amar Lahem Kotem Atem Masimim La, Bein Einai. So, the Ritzonchem Yitapo Imachem Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama. So Rabbi says it's like a thorn in my eye. Meaning, it's funny, right? Rabbi is obviously part and parcel of the Eretz Yisrael community. But meanwhile, in other words, his interest in being honest is obviously strong. He's MS. And he's like, it's not true. It's just simply not true. In other words, Bavel still has the pole position. They're still the leader of Yichus. And look, and let me get Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama to explain this. So nitapli imam Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama amar lem kach mekubalan mir Rabbi Yishmael Rabbi Yossi. Shamar mishamaviv kol haratzos yisrael eretz yisrael eretz yisrael yisrael Bavel. And so what did he bring? Kach mekublani. This is the Mesorah. So I'm telling you, I have a Mesorah that Bavel is the number one in terms of Yichus, right? Not Eretz Yisrael. Bimei Rabbi Pinchas Bikshu La'asos Bavel Isa La'Eretz Yisrael. So during the generation of Rabbi Pinchas. Okay, so my best guess is that Rabbi Pinchas is coming after the Tekufa of Rabbi. I don't know that to be sure. So, but I'm only saying that because just of the flow of the Gemara. So anyway, they try this again. So Amar Lem La'Avadav Kishania Omer Shnei Dvarim Beveis Medrash. So Teluni Barisa Verotzu. Okay, so Rabbi Pinchas knows what's going to happen. He's going to go into the Beis Medrash. He's going to make a statement that's going to be so unbelievably controversial. So basically, he said to his Meshamshim, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to go into the Beis Medrash. I'm going to say something. You get me out of there as quickly as you can. Okay, because they're going to look to hurt me. Okay. The Beis Medrash was a rough place back then. Okay. Okay, so let's go. So, Tuluni Baris of Ritzah, Amar Lahem. Now, I'm sorry, Ki Ayel, Amar Lahem. So he goes into the Beis Medrash. Now, really, the truth of the matter is that the first statement that he's about to say is not the controversial statement. It just happens to be that it's very confusing and it needs an explanation. And he said it just simply to confuse everybody. In other words, what he wanted to do is he wanted everyone to think about his first statement for a moment. So that, therefore, he can make his second statement, the second pronouncement. And when he makes that second pronouncement, that's it. In other words, now they're a little bit startled and confused by his first statement. It'll give them a moment to get out of the Beis Medrash. What's the first statement? Amar Lahem Ein Shechitah Lof Min HaTorah. You know that Min HaTorah, you don't have to shech the bird. You don't need to shech the bird Min HaTorah. It's a rabbinic requirement, but the Torah doesn't require it. Now, what? What? So as Rashi points out over here, the Gemara in Chulin discusses this in more detail. Rashi cites the Gemara in Chav Zayin. See Rashi inside over here. Anyway, good. If you're confused, don't worry. In the Beis Medrash, circa 1,800 years ago, they were also confused by the statement that you don't have to shech the bird min haTorah. Okay, good. So that's a confusing statement. Anyway, Lamaisa, by the way, before you eat a bird, you have to shech it. Okay, but anyway, fine. And then Adahachi, I'm sorry, Adiyas v'kama ayni bei, while they're thinking about that first statement, so Amalu kol haratzos yisrael eretz yisrael eretz yisrael yisrael abavel. Okay, so then he made the second statement, and that is Yichus. Okay, as I point out in the beginning of today's shiur, Yichus is a very sensitive topic. And so who's got good Yichus, who doesn't have good Yichus, who can you marry, who can you not marry? It's an extraordinarily sensitive topic, and he knows that. And so now he's in a Beis Medrash, and what they want to do is they want to flip. They want to take Eretz Yisrael and put Eretz Yisrael in the number one spot in terms of Yichus. And basically he makes a pronouncement, nothing doing. Bavel's the number one in terms of Yichus, and Eretz Yisrael is number two. In fact, Eretz Yisrael is like an Issa compared to Bavel. Okay. Look, you and I have already heard the statement numerous times, right? We're not going to get up in a frenzy in this room, right? No one's going to look to hurt anybody. But in Eretz Yisrael, you say that, and everyone gets up in a frenzy. So not Luhu. So as per instructions, now he told his avadim, pick him up and take him out of the Beis Medrash. That's what they did. So Nalu Barisa Virasu, Rasu Acharav, they're running after him. Okay. Talk about a sensitive issue. So they're running after him. Valoi Giuhu. However, they didn't reach him, meaning his avadim did good work. Yashvu Batku Ad Shigiu Lisakana Upirshu. And now what did it require? That statement required an investigation. Meaning, did you hear what he said? He said that our Yichus isn't that good. What could he be talking about? So let's take out the genealogy chart. Let's start investigating families. And they start investigating families. And Igiu L'Sakana. It got dangerous. In other words, you have a really strong family, politically influential family, financially influential family, and you start challenging. You know, you know, your yichus, right? We're looking at the genealogy chart, and what's that over there? And so the family now, with a lot of power and a lot of influence, is looking back at, you know, at the rabbis and basically saying, don't do it. don't investigate my family. Meaning, I'm telling you, it's not going to be good for you. Don't do it. Okay, and that's that's the sakana. Okay, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hey, chala. It's a shvua. It's a lashon shvua. I swear, basically, is what Rav Yochanan is saying. So in other words, should be adenu hi, meaning we have information. Rav Yochanan is basically saying, look, beinenu, I got information about certain families. However, but what can I tell you? In other words, they are absorbed into our families. And now this subscribes to the viewpoint of Rabbi Yitzchak, which is once a family that does not have yichus marries into a family with yichus, eventually they get absorbed in. Now again, if I could explain that better, if I can give you like some sort of parameter of what that means that they get absorbed in at a certain point in time, I would help you. I don't know. But anyway, but this idea, which now this is the second time in today's daf, we're seeing this idea that eventually what happens is that you get absorbed in. So this family, Beis Hatzrifa, they were in Eivar Hayardim, and Ben Sion pushed them away with force. And there was another family in Eivar Hayardim who happens not to have been a kosher family, they were a pasul family. And Ben Sion drew them in closer. So Kagon Ela Eliabala Tamil Tahir Larachuk Lakarev Kagon Ela Diadin Avabe Mishmah Shanidma Nitma. So in other words, if we can identify the families who shouldn't have married into our people and yet they did, so if we have the ability to identify, so eventually they're going to be sectioned off. So they're going to be sectioned off. However, that's only going to be for the families that can be identified. But for the families that we can identify, Avam Mishpacha Shenitma, Nitma'a. Tani, we learned in another Bryce Oda Cheres Haisa, there was another family in Eivar Hayardein. Meaning, we just went over two families that that Ben Sion was either Mikarev or Marchik. There was another family, says the Bryce. V'lo Rasa Chachamim Leglosa. Now the Chachamim did not want to identify who the third family was. Of a Chachamim, most of name, l'tamidim, pamachas b'shavua. However, in other words, in private meetings, so they would go over this family once a shmita, once every 7 years. V'amalei pamaim b'shavua. Some say twice during a shmita, a 7 year period. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mistaber Kamanda Amar pamachas b'shavua. I think the better gear says the first gear says. In other words, that this information was recorded and reviewed once every 7 years. I'm going to be a nazir if I don't out some of these families. So yeah, nazir velo yigala mishpachos. Better that you be a nazir and not out these families. So in other words, there should be no unmasking of these families. These families over here that once they marry into the Jewish people, that's it. And even though the Chachamim did share with their Talmidim, right, the names of this family, but they did so really infrequently, once in a Shemitah. Okay, again, by the way, right, these Gemaras are challenging. Meaning that basically once a family has come into the Jewish people, that's it. They're now part and parcel of the Jewish people. However, in other words, at the same time, there should be certain tabs being kept on these families, at least amongst those people that are more careful, more particularly careful. Okay, all this is really unclear, but we're trying, or at least I'm trying. So Amar Rabbi Bachanan Rabbi Yochanan Shem Ben Arba Osios Chachamim Mosim Losol Talmidim Pamachas B'Shavua. Okay, so the shame of Akadosh Baruch Hu. Certain names of Akadosh Baruch Hu, which are more serious names and should be pronounced by only serious people. Okay, So I'm not part of the group. Okay, and so when the Chachamim now passed over this name of Hashem to the students, so it was done really infrequently, because again, this is very, very select and sensitive information, and should only be done once in a Shemitah. So the Shem Ben Arba Osios. Now the first name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that of Hashem in his four letter name. Now it's funny, by the way, it's only passed once every 7 years. A four letter name. I thought we all knew it. Okay, so apparently from the Gemara over here, the Gemara is making reference to either another name or another pronunciation of the name, in which we're not familiar with, right? That could be what the Gemara is referring to. The Amri La Pamayim B'Shavua, now some say it was twice in a 7 year period. Amri Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mestabek Amanda, Amri Pamachas B'Shavua Dechsiv Zeshmi Lo'olam, Lo'olam Ksiv. Lo'olam Ksiv. Okay, so, and again, the Gemara says the same thing. In other words, our choice is either once every 7 years or twice every 7 years. Preferable that it's once every 7 years. Why? Why once every 7 years? Because again, le'olam. This is something that should be hidden. Should not be shared with the masses. Rava several limited ship of Pirka. Rava thought that, you know what I'm going to do? So I'm going to share this publicly. Amar le'ha'usaba le'aleim ksiv. And somebody says to Rava, do not share this information publicly. In other words, le'olam without the vav, meaning that this should be hidden. This should be a secret. Rav Avina Rami, k'siv zeh shmi, k'siv zeh zichri. So it's my name, and it's how I'm referred to as. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo k'shani nichtav ani nikra, ani nichtav b'yud hey, and v'nikra ba'alav dalet. So in other words, when you see Shem Hashem, yud kei vav kei, do not pronounce it. Yud Kei Vav Kei, but our pronunciation of the name should be rather Adnos. Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, of course that's what we do, but in other words, as per the instructions of the Gemara right over here. Tanu Rabbanu B'Rishona Shem Ben Shtem Esrei Osios Hayu Mosim Osa L'Chol Adam. The 12-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is the 12-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? I'm happy you asked, and my reporting is that I can't tell you. It's not I can't tell you because I know and I can't tell you, it's I can't tell you because I know I don't know. Okay, Rashi writes over here in our Gemara, what is the 12-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rashi says, I don't know. Okay, so if Rashi doesn't know, so then the expectation is that there's no way I'm going to know as well. So, Hayu Moshe Nosol L'Chol Adam Yisharabu HaPritzim. However, there were people who are parrots, people that were not modest, not private individuals, people that were not serious people. And how you most know so the Snun Shabakahuna. So now what they did is that they only share the name, the 12-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with only the really modest Kohanim. So when a Kohen would pronounce his name, so they would do so bihavla'a, right? Like almost like under their breath, making sure not to share this information with others. Vitanya Rabbi Tafan Pamachas Elisei Achar Achi Imi Leduchen. Rabbi Tafan says that there was an occasion where I went together with my mother's brother, meaning my mother was a Kohen. But that my dad isn't, but my mother was. And I went with her family, and I went to the Duchen, in other words, Rabbichas Kohanim, Vitesi Asniyetsa Kohen Gadol, Vishamati Shivliya Hashem, Bene'im Osechav Kohanim. Okay, and so what did I hear? The Kohen Gadol pronounced the 12-letter name, but behavla'a. It was literally swallowed up. That's the literal translation. But basically what he did is he made sure he said it in a way in which nobody else would hear it. Okay? In other words, because again, this is really private information. Even Rabbi Tarfon wanted a crack of hearing the 12-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wasn't able to hear it. Good question. I'm Rav Yehuda Amarav Ben Shem Ben Arba Im Ushtaim Osios. What about the 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Okay, so again, what is the 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So again, Rashi says, I don't know. Okay, so Rashi, right, one of the points which we made numerous times within Rashi is when Rashi doesn't know, Rashi says, I don't know. Now, I do the same thing as well, but my I don't know is not the same as Rashi's I don't know. When Rashi says, I don't know, that's a big deal. When I say, I don't know, not a big deal. So anyway, but Rashi says, I don't know. Okay, but certainly the lesson to learn is that when you don't know, just say it. I don't know. So Rashi, that's Rashi's interpretation. There are multiple explanations of what the 42-letter name is, meaning that there are other Rishonim who do, in fact, give interpretations of what it is. I'm not going to go through it with you right now. I'm right now stuck with Rashi. I don't know. But anyway, there's a 42-letter name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ein Moshe Nesoa Lemisha Tzenu Vanav. Now, who do you give this name over? Only somebody who's very modest and very private. Ve'omid b'chatzi amav, ve'enu koiz, ve'enu mishtaker, ve'enu ma'amid amidosav. And he has to at least be 35 years of age, and he never gets angry, and he doesn't drink, and so enu ma'amid amidosav. He never takes revenge. In other words, so basically you need somebody who is older and really, really calm, and never going to distribute this information. V'chol ayodav yizerbo. So mishamro b'tahara ov lamala v'nechma lamata v'imasum utolos alabrios v'nochushtei olamim olam azev olam haba. Somebody who could responsibly hang on to this 42-letter name. So the Gemara has got a lot of high praise for that individual. Beloved above, beloved below. Right? The fear of people are going. He will have a natural awe and reverence to other people. People will see him and just have natural awe and reverence towards him, both in this world and in the world to come. Okay, and that's if you can responsibly hold on to the 42-letter name. But of course, that also means that you were given over the 42-letter name. Okay, that was a nice little segue in the Gemara regarding the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the 12-letter name of Hashem, the 42-letter name of Hashem. How did we get there, remember? So in other words, when given over, maybe once every 7 years, which by Yichus standards also, in other words, there are certain Yuchsin that were in private company amongst serious people should be handed over only once in every 7 years, which families have Yichus and which families do not have Yichus. For the rest of us, conduct as if everyone has Yichus, everyone who's absorbed into the Jewish people. Okay. I really hope that was clear. I recognize, by the way, that this is a tough sugya, and I myself don't have my head fully wrapped around it. Amar Shmuel Mishmei Dezaba. Bavel Becheskes Kshira Omeres. So, Ad Sheyavad El Chabama Nifsala. Shara Atzos Becheskes Pasal Hein Omdos Ad Sheyavad El Chabama Nichshira. Eretz Yisrael Mochsak Lipsul, Mochsak Lipsul Pasal, and Mochsak Likasher Kasher. So basically, here we go now with our three communities. The out-of-towners, the Babylonians, and the Israelis. Okay, again, by the way, all my terms over here are not modern references. Everything I'm saying over here is as per the writing of the Gemara. Okay, so for the out-of-towners, you can assume that their Yichus is not good. For the B'nai Bavel, you can assume their Yichus is great. And for Eretz Yisrael, well, depends. In other words, if their Yichus is good, great. If their Yichus is bad, then no good. And the Gemara says, Hagufa Kasha. Now, in Eretz Yisrael, that is the most confusing comment. And the Gemara picks up on it right away. Amart Mokhsa Lepsol Pasol Hastam Akasher. Vehada Tani Mokhsa Lepsol Kasher Hastam Apostle. Meaning, what's the default setting in Israel? Meaning, if I have a Chazaka, they're Kasher, they're Kasher. If I have a Chazaka, they're no good, then they're no good. Where do we stand by default? Meaning, what is the default setting? It's confusing. So, Amar Avuna Bar Techlifa Mishmei Derav Lo Kasha. So the Gemara says, it's not difficult. I'll explain what happens in Eretz Yisrael. As we turn to the Amud Beis, Kan la'asiyu isha, kan la'otzi isha miyado. Lechatchila versus b'di'evit. This is how Rashi understands it. So in other words, lechatchila in Eretz Yisrael, what you need to look for is chazaka. I need to find a woman who has a chazaka of kashrus. In other words, so there needs to be an investigation, a family investigation in Eretz Yisrael. That's ideal. B'di'evit, if I didn't do an investigation and I married a woman in Eretz Yisrael, okay, you can hang on to the wife. Good. In Bavel, obviously, the general assumption is they're fine. Out of town, the general assumption is that they're not fine. Okay. Amar Rav Yosef Kosher Sichaso Bebavel Masin Lo Isha. So, V'ha'ina Dika Ramai Chashinan. Okay, what's a great litmus test to know whether or not they have good Yichus? So the language that they speak, if they speak Bavel, so at that point in time, you know that they're Miyuchas. But nowadays, we have Ramayim. Nowadays, who speaks Bavel? Everyone speaks Bavel. Right? Those with Yichus and those without Yichus. So no longer serves as a litmus test in terms of identifying who's got good Yichus. Ziri Avakam Shamim Meneh Rabbi Yochanan Da'ave Amalu Nasi Barti. Okay, here comes an amazing story. Amazing. So Rav Yochanan says to Ziri, look, I got a daughter. I think you're a great guy. You should marry my daughter. Okay, fine. And what does Ziri do? Ziri looks to avoid Rav Yochanan from that point going forward. Because he knows that the next time he sees Rav Yochanan once again is going to proposition that Ziri marry his daughter, and Ziri does not want to marry the daughter of Rav Yochanan. So they get to a water. They get to some sort of water source. And what Ziri does is he takes Rav Yochanan, puts him on his shoulders, and walks through the water. By the way, how do you serve your Rebbe? Okay, so here's a great indication of how to serve the Rebbe. Okay, put him up on your shoulders and carry him around. Okay. So Amrlei or Yais Arais and Ksheira Benatan Lokashin. So Rav Yochanan now makes the following comment to Ziri. Look, I appreciate the fact that you treat me as your Rebbe and you respect the Torah that I teach you. Like, I like that. But at the same time, however, my Torah is good for you, but my daughter's no good for you? Like, what's that all about? So my daitech ilema midna nasar yuchsen alu mi bavol kohen levi. So atukolam vivi yisra kula slika ki hechid yishtar mehani yishtar nami mehani. So Rav Yochanan says to Ziri, look, I know what your thought process is. Now, what we're about to learn together right now, I said at the beginning of Shir today, right? I foreshadowed, I teased it, and here we have it. Meaning, Rav Yochanan says to Ziri, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking that 600 years ago, approximately, 600 years ago, so Ezra comes in from Bavel, and what does he take with him? So he takes all the classes, right? The Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, and seven other classes beyond that as well. And he takes them all to Eretz Yisrael, leaving what in Bavel? Leaving only the best in Bavel. And for years, as we've gone over in today's daf, Bavel's been in the pole position, the number one position in terms of Yichus. And so Rav Yochanan says to Ziri, so that's your thought process. And you don't want to marry my daughter because I'm B'nai Eretz Yisrael. And I understand my Yichus is not that good. I know that's what you're thinking. But here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to argue and I'm going to tell you no. That, you know, when Ezra left Bavel some 600 years ago, so he left Bavel with 10 classes, but he also left members of those classes in Bavel as well. Meaning he just took a sampling of those classes to Eretz Yisrael. He didn't take all of them with him to Eretz Yisrael. Okay. So this is what Rav Yochanan is going to try to argue to Ziri. And the Gemara says, Ishtamitete Hadam Reb Elazar lo Allah Ezra mi Bavel. And Rav Yochanan, the Gemara says, forgot. Meaning, according to Rabbi Lazar, what did Ezra do? He cleaned Bavel out. Meaning, he didn't take samples of the 10 classes with him. He took all of the 10 classes. Meaning, obviously, Kohanim, Levim, Yisraelim, he took only a sampling of. But when it comes to all the classes after that, classes 4 through 10, Ezra took all of them. That's the tradition that we have from Rabbi Lazar. In other words, Ziri's right. In other words, there should be care and caution in terms of who you marry in Eretz Yisrael. Again, all this is as per the time of the running of the Gemara, obviously. Let's do a little bit more. We're on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're towards the top of the Amud. Ula goes to Pumbedisa to Rabbi Yehuda. Chazil Rabbi Yisrael Bereid to Rabbi Yehuda Degadav Alo Nasiv. And now he's looking over at Rav Yitzchak, son of Rav Yehuda. And now he's an adult, and he's not married. So Amalei, my time alone, Mansiv Leimar, Issa Celebre. And so now Ula says to Rav Yehuda, I'm really trying to figure this out. Meaning, you know, you have to marry off your kid. It's a mitzvah to marry off your kid. What are you doing? So Amalei, Miyadad Me'echa Insiv. So he says, look, the problem is I don't know which family to choose from. Meaning, I'm worried about Yichus. Okay, so again over here, just a lot of amazing comments made in today's daf. Here we go, another amazing comment. And by the way, we're in Bavel. We're not even in Eretz Yisrael. And he says, look, I just don't know which family has got the right pedigree and the right yichus for my kin. I don't know where families are coming from. Meaning, couldn't it very well be that families are coming from the women in Eretz Yisrael who were sent to Bavel, but before they were sent to Bavel, so Rachmanus, they were raped and they were violated by the Goyim, and maybe the Goyim in fact are their fathers, and I just simply don't trust anybody's yichus. So the Gemara says, and let's say he's right, and Rachmanus, and let's say that the women before they were sent to Babel, they were impregnated by the Romans. Let's even say that they're right. But so what? In other words, the mother's Jewish, the child's Jewish, right? So Dilma Hanachtech Sibahu Ashokhvim Almitos Shane Usruchim Al Ariso Sam. So the he says, I have another chash, I have another concern. And that is based on the Pasuk in Amos. And the Gemara now is going to darshan the Pasuk in Amos. Now, mind you, by the way, the Pasuk in Amos was written obviously years earlier, right? Amos was a Navi at the end of Bayis Rishon. We are now by the Tkufa of the Amoraim, years and years later. But when you're reading a Navi, in other words, Nevuah is prophetic. And it could be forecasting things that will happen in the future. So anyway. And the Gemara now understands the pasuk in the following. So before I get to that. So one possible pshat in the pasuk is that these are people who don't go to the bathroom, but rather what they do is in the middle of the night they get up from bed and they just simply urinate right next to the bed. Okay. Which is just grossly immodest. And now when Rabbi Abbahu hears this pshat in the Pasuk in Amos, Rabbi Abbahu says that's not the right pshat in the Pasuk. You got it all wrong. Megadif by Rabbi Abbahu, yachi, hainu dichsiv, lachin atay yigolo barosh golim. So over here, I don't understand. Look at the continuation of the Pasuk, how it describes how you're going to be at the head of Golos. You're going to be exiles first. Now look, it's not refined behavior. To go and to urinate and not go to the bathroom, but rather do it right in front of your bed, that is not refined behavior. But at the same time, we're not talking about Isurim over here, and you're going to be at the head of the exile because you're acting in really just not refined behavior. Rabbi Abbahu says that's not the pshat. Mishum de mashtin mayim bifnei mitosem. So arumim migola berosh kolim. Ela amar Rabbi Abbahu ela bnei adam shochlim v'shosim zeim zeu umadbikin mitosem zubazu machlifin v'shosim zilazu. And Masrichim Ariso Sam Beshichva Zer She'inam Shelahem. Okay. So now he offers what he believes is the correct pshat, and that is wife swapping. Okay. I know I said a lot of words, but effectively what we're looking at over here is wife swapping. So the Jewish people are going to engage in this really, really. Now this is not written, this is not unrefined behavior. These are Isurim Gemurim. Wife swapping is Isur, it's an Isur Arayus. It's Gilu Arayus. And the result is that the children come out to be mamzerim. Ah, so now that's what Amos is forecasting. That's who's going to be sent into exile. And so now when Rabbi Yehuda was asked the question, why aren't you marrying your son to any family over here? So his response is, I don't know. In other words, we're members of the exile. And you know who's exiled? People who engage in wife swapping. And you know what their children are? Mamzerim. And therefore, I don't know. I simply don't know who to marry. So Amrle, Hechinavid Amrle, Zilbasar Shitikusa. Ki hadabatki Benema Rava, Yechi Minsu Betre Bahadi Adadi, Chazu Haimin Audikadim Vishasik. Amri Haim Yuchas Tfe. So he says, okay, so we're going to need to have a litmus test in order to identify who in fact has Yichus. Because, in other words, we don't have genealogy and we're just literally concerned about the fact that Mamzerim have entered into the into our genetic pool. So what am I going to look at? I'm going to look at shtika. In other words, let's say two families are fighting. Who gives in first? That's the family with yichus. Okay. In other words, the family that's ready to make shalom first. So that's the family with yichus. Amar Rav shtikusa debava hainu yichusa. So and Rav makes a similar comment as well. In other words, when you see a family that's a quiet family. In other words, there's no provocation. They're not provoking other people. They're not instigating. They're a nice, calm family. That's Yichus. Eini v'ha ikla rav u'badak b'hu. So my love v'yechasusa. So lo b'shtikusa. And hachi kamar lehu b'duku yishtaki yelo shtaki. And the Gemara thought for a moment that Rav was checking genealogy. The Gemara says nothing doing. He wasn't checking genealogy. What he was checking is shtikusa. In other words, he looked at the mannerisms of the family. That served as Yichus. Am Rav Yehuda, Am Rav Yimra, Yisra, Shnei B'nei Adam, Shemitagrim Zeh B'zeh. So Rav Yehuda Merav says that if you see two people that are fighting with one another, So that shows that Shem it's puzzle. In other words, that shows that there is a taint of there's a taint in their lineage. If you see families arguing with one another, those families should not marry one with the other. Okay, good. Let's just read one more line. Amra Papa Sabe Mishmedrav. Bavel Bria. So as far as Bavel's concerned, so how are they in terms of Yichus? Healthy. Meshan Mesa. As far as Meshan is concerned, Meshan's dead. Okay, in other words, we're basically grading on a curve of like alive and healthy, and on the that's one end of the spectrum, and the other spectrum is the patient is dead. How is Yichus out in Meshan? The patient is dead. So Madai Chola. Now the Jewish community of Madai, okay, so they're sick. In other words, the Yichus over there is not alive and healthy, not dead, somewhere in the middle. And Elam Gosesis. Now Elam is a Goses. Okay, what an unbelievable expression. Elam, if you recall, so Elam, there were a lot of arrogant people in Elam, right? We learned that earlier in our Masechta. Other Masechtas as well. Elam geographically would basically be Iran. So they're ghosts in terms of yichus. Oma becholam gosim, rav cholam lechaim, rav gosim lemisa. Now, chola versus a ghosts. So the Gemara says what we already know. Where's chola on the spectrum? So right now, sick, but good prognosis. Where's a ghosts on the spectrum? Sick and a really bad prognosis. Is not going to make it. Okay, so in other words, basically now when we're grading the yichus of the various communities, so Elam's in really bad shape, and Madai's in better shape. Not great, but better shape. Okay. Adkan, 50 good minutes in today's daf on Yichus. On the topic of Yichus, we're going to stop over here, pick it up tomorrow. Tomorrow we're really going to need to know a little bit of geography. I have a good feeling that he's going to have pictures over here in tomorrow's daf.
Yeah,
good. Okay. We're going to need to know a little bit more regarding the actual geography of the Jewish people. But meanwhile, today, in today's daf, so we went over the idea of Yichus in more detail. Families were called out in terms of which families we know that does not have good Yichus. That's where we started our daf today. And over the course of today's daf, so it is a difficult sugyo, unbelievably difficult. The fact that Eretz Yisrael and Bavel are the two main Jewish communities, and during the tkufa of Tanaim Amoraim, who's got the better Yichus? Bavel. Bavel's got the better Yichus. And that really came to a point, that this idea came to a head today with the story of Rav Yochanan and Ziri, where Rav Yochanan wanted to marry his daughter to Ziri, and Ziri said, no, I'm not going to marry your daughter, despite the fact that you're an unbelievable Talmud Chacham, and I'm ready to be Mishamish you as my Rebbe, and I'll carry you through the water. But then when it comes to marrying your daughter, no, thank you. In other words, I'm simply not confident about your Yichus. So that was a big idea that expressed itself time and again. Another big idea that comes up in today's daf is Kevin de Nidmu Nidmu. That there comes a point in time where there's no longer any point in investigating families. Because in other words, once you're absorbed into a family, that's it. You're absorbed into a family. Right? Who knows? Right? Literally nowadays, right? We are now almost 2,000 years after the writing of the Gemara. Right? Who knows where the family genealogy passed 3, 4, 5 generations. Right, I got excited. Right, I can go to great grandparents. Right, I know exactly where my great grandfather's buried. I went to visit his kever. But in other words, good. So that's great. That's 4 generations. But after that, like, who knows? Who can really identify their family members? Nitmu. So we have a general assumption that's it. Meaning, once absorbed into the family. Another big idea that comes up in today's daf. Okay, we'll pause over here. Tomorrow we'll pick it up.